We have today another long scripture, but a very familiar story. A story that might just have a new meaning for us in light of the events of the last 2 weeks. The story of Jesus' close friend Lazarus, brother to Mary and Martha. You remember the argument between Mary and Martha when Jesus visited their home. You also remember Mary anointing Jesus' feet with perfume and wiping his feet with her hair. This is a family that Jesus is close with, has spent time with. And Mary sends word to Jesus that Lazarus is ill. And Jesus says, "You'll be fine." And he stayed put for several days. He takes his time getting back, and when he gets there, they tell him that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And Mary and Martha aren't pleased with Jesus. It's a natural feeling. I know we don't like to admit it, but there are a lot of times when we are angry with God. And it's okay. Mary and Martha believed that if Jesus had been there, Lazarus wouldn't have died. It was a sad time for all of them, even Jesus, who wept. I'm guessing we're all having a bit of those kind of feelings right now. Jesus, where are you right now? Why are we going through all of this? Why are people suffering and not able to work and not able to gather together? We can't even worship together. People are sick and they're dying and suffering. Jesus, why don't you do something? It's a difficult time for all of us. But we know the rest of the story. Jesus does show up. And Jesus says the words, and out comes Lazarus. And as the scripture says, he stinketh. Now first I'd like to have a discussion about what really happened to Lazarus. I listen every week to a podcast of four theologians, and this week they had this lively discussion about whether Lazarus was really resurrected or was he resuscitated. You know, I listened to the discussion and I honestly agree with both sides. We say that Lazarus is resurrected because he obviously has died. He's been in the tomb for 4 days. When he comes out, he doesn't smell so good and he doesn't look so good. So surely he died. But we know when Jesus was resurrected, he returned different, a new being. People didn't recognize him. He was clean. He showed up in rooms where the doors had been locked. Perhaps Lazarus was just resuscitated. Life breathed back into his lungs and his heart restarted again. And the miracle of all miracles, he is alive. I mean, is one really more miraculous than the other? Does it matter? Does the fact that if we call Lazarus resurrected mean it takes away from Jesus' resurrection? Shouldn't we save that for Jesus? Jesus' resurrection is followed by work that he still needs to complete, and then followed by his ascension. It wasn't a come back to life to continue to live life until another day. I don't know the answer between resurrection and resuscitation. I know Mary used the term resurrection, and Jesus reminds her that he is the resurrection and he is life. I don't know the answer, but I am intrigued by the question. I want you to look at a painting found in Cappella degli Scrovegni. This painting was done by Giotto, and it's an amazing portrayal of the resurrection of Lazarus. The thing I think is so amazing is that all people portrayed here are people just like you and me. Seeing this amazing miracle occur. First, I'd like you to pay attention to the disciples behind Jesus. There really is no response on their face. One has a finger slightly raised, but their faces and bodies show no response. Have the disciples really gotten to a point that they have been following Jesus around and nothing surprises them anymore? Even bringing back to life someone who's been dead for 4 days. I wonder if there are those of us who have spent our lives following Jesus, but we've become so desensitized to the work being done in our lives that we don't see God's handiwork right in front of us. Do we just stand around unmoved, unresponsive? Maybe a finger of recognition. If we're unresponsive in times of miracle, then how can we possibly be moved by Christ on a daily basis? I fear we can't find Christ in the miraculous. Then where can we find Christ? In the everyday, and even in our own time of need. Are we like these lukewarm disciples in the picture who just stand around taking things in, but not being responsive or moved? When you look at the bystanders, the people of Bethany standing around in the picture, now they have a look of astonishment, almost a look of being overwhelmed. One man is raising his hands, and the other man is leaning forward with his hand on his chin and he's pointing to Jesus. You can tell he doesn't know what to think, but he looks as though he is on the precipice of believing. I can't help but think about those who come upon us on a daily basis. Are there things in our life that help lead others to this amazing gospel story? When people see our lives, when people hear our words, when people watch us daily, are they drawn to this miraculous life of Jesus? Or do they just see the same thing that they see in everyone they come upon each day? I'm really drawn to the two down at the bottom who don't even notice what is going on. They're just intrigued by the stone that was once covering the door to the tomb. They don't notice the noise around them. They don't notice the stench. They don't notice the wailing. They just go about their everyday lives. We see people like that all around us, don't we? People who don't notice the amazing things that Christ is doing in our world today. People who go around just concerned about their own life and the things that are going on. In this especially troubling times, we see people who can't focus on anything but the fear and the worry. They don't see Christ and the miraculous things that are happening. Maybe we as Christians get so caught up in the humdrum that we don't notice what's going on around us. I think sometimes part of our role as followers of Christ is to stand up and say, Look at the miracle. This man was dead, and now he lives. There are also two women who have fallen in front of Jesus. I assume that they're Mary and Martha, praising Jesus for their brother being returned to them. What a tremendous gift they must feel like they've been given. Do we recognize the things in our life that we need to praise God for every day? Perhaps in this troubling time, do we remember that there are so many things that we need to be thankful for? For the healthcare system that is helping to keep people alive, for the people who are willing to go in and work every day despite their own needs at home, or despite the fact that they're walking into danger themselves. What about the ability for us to connect together through technology? So many ways that God is working through different people during this time. And then the last thing in the painting that I want us to look at is Lazarus himself. He doesn't look so good. He also doesn't look pleased. There are some who have asked the question, could Lazarus have been unhappy that he was brought back to life? The idea of going through death only to come back and realize you're going to have to experience it again in the future. I don't know what Lazarus' experience was. Perhaps his death experience was beautiful. We don't know. Perhaps being brought back to life was joyful. Perhaps it was overwhelming. But for each one of us, we can recognize that the joy that comes to us through resurrection comes from the fact that Jesus tells us that if we believe, we shall never die. If we believe, we shall be resurrected to walk with Christ through eternity. That's a reason to celebrate today and every day, no matter what the circumstances. We have a Savior who is waiting for us. Amen.